Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. I spoke with Tony Calamito, who's CEO, and Andrew Mail, who's chairman at Love Hemp Group, the CBD supplier. Starting off with Andrew Mail.
You've just raised £5 million and you've also announced an intention to move to the official list from Aquis. So quite a big day for Love Hemp. What is the highlight for you?
Well, it's been an exciting couple of weeks, to be honest with you. And, you know, doing this financing has been a real positive for us at Love Hemp. What we've managed to do with this is really de-risk, you know, our go-forward plans with regards to the global rollout. And, you know, these funds are going to be used for that global rollout that that we're intending to tie up with the UFC. It's an exciting process. And I think that, you know, what we're really trying to do is accelerate our value proposition by that move from where we are now up to the official list over the next few months. That's going to be the real value opportunity.
And the market cap just under 20 million at the moment. So in theory, investors have access in that particular market cap to a company that could be a genuine global player.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think right now the message that we've had with a number of interested parties is that, you know, we think that we are at a bit of a discount at this stage of the game, and that, you know, as the global rollout begins to take effect, as our sales begin to increase, as we begin to report those sales and make the marketplace generally more aware of Love Hemp as a company and what it's doing, and obviously the influx of the UFC opportunity, that gives us a real opportunity to build value and really grow us from this kind of circa 20 million market cap and grow up to the more loftier numbers, which are then going to be supported by those sales, which will begin to evolve over the next few months.
And I suppose, I mean, if you take the CBD aspect and put that on the side, there would be very few retailers in the UK that have a national distribution with major parties, you know, like Boots, Ocado, etc., who have a market cap as low as £20 million.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's an interesting space. Obviously, it's one that's been rapidly evolving over the past couple of years and even, you know, accelerating more in the last few months. But I think you're correct insofar as your assessment. It is a, you know, a very low market cap for a company that's got the kind of access that it does through our channel retailers such as the Holland and Barrett's and the Boots of the world. You know, what is soon to be Amazon as well, with a listing on Amazon shortly.
Well, we look forward to that. But in the case of the current situation, you know, you said that you're going to uplist later in the year. Most private investors are rather impatient. They want it to be like yesterday. But is there any indication at this stage how long that might take?
We've made the commitment to commence that process immediately. So with our in concert with our counsel, we're going to take a breath for 48 hours on the back of this financing. And we're going to start right into the process of doing that uplisting. I think realistic anticipation on time frame is probably in the 4 to 5 month period. Obviously, we're, you know, at the mercy of the regulators to some extent, but you know, we're poised and ready to go and have the resources in hand to be able to execute it.
And I suppose it'd be interesting to see what kind of effect being on Aquis as compared to being on the official list.
Well, exactly. I think that this can be seen with some of the peers in the marketplace, because recently, as most people have seen, there's been some, you know, cannabis sector companies that have listed, and they've had good success with regards to their listings, their financings, and they're all trading at a multiple which is much higher. What we've tried to do is really, you know, demonstrate that comparison, if you will, between the reality of our revenues, the reality of our distribution channels, the reality of our marketing initiatives and our global rollout. And if we compare ourselves on a one-to-one basis, we think that we're going to see a considerable amount of value appreciation as we get to that standard list.
I'm just looking through the, let's say, one or two of the other recent CBD cannabis plays that have floated on the London market, and the lowest is about 50 million, and you're going up to the 100 million area. So that would clearly stand you in a good stead, especially given that I think you're rather further into your life cycle than maybe they are.
Exactly. We've said this 100 times. If you're an investor in the space and you're looking to make an investment in this category, you know, there's lots of opportunities. Consider some of the scenarios, such as what revenues are available, what are the fundamentals of the company, things of this nature. And, you know, this just goes back and it compounds the opportunity with regards to the value appreciation that we hope to see.
I went on to ask CEO Tony Calamita what the proceeds of the £5 million fundraise would be used for.
The vast majority of the money is being used for marketing and brand building, with a smaller segment being used for operational purposes.
And is it going to be sort of a staggered move into the various geographies, or is it one at a time? How is it going to work in series, parallel? What's the strategy there?
Our prime focus right now is the US. So our planned launch is at the beginning of June, in tandem with where the UFC partnership activates. And from there, we have a further four territories which we're shortlisting. So as soon as we launch in the US, we will then actively move on two new territories, likely one in Europe and one in Asia. And it will take us 2 to 3 months to launch those. And then we will look to launch a further two territories, giving us domestic distribution and business locale in six territories by the end of the year.
So by the end of the year, you should be sort of set up and operational in the planned geographies or territories that you have, you know, have in mind at the moment.
That's the intended plan. And it's our goal to reach upwards of 1 billion customers on a next day delivery basis domestically.
Yeah, I think we touched about it before, but I mean, as we are allegedly coming out of the pandemic, is the timing of this expansion, you think, right in terms of, you know, people be ready to go with your product?
I think the timing for CBD is always right. It's a product that's used for such a wide variety of uses and so incredibly effective. You know, we wanted to do this launch last year. We had to put it on hold due to the pandemic and the limitations with travel restrictions. So, you know, I like to use this term of a spring-loaded gun. We've been ready for this for a while and the tension's been building up. And, yeah, we're ready to go at it and just have it at full force. We act in a relentless way in our growth strategy. And, yeah, we're ready to take the world on.
Right. I mean, just the final question, which again is maybe something that people are wondering about. You are focusing on, you know, having the products on the shelves in Boots or whatever retailer that you pick on. How much is the online aspect now in the game? And is the online aspect also part of the launch that you do? Is it in tandem with the physical side? How does that work?
Yeah, so we are simultaneously working on the e-commerce as we are building the retail distribution side. So, for example, in the US, you know, the website is currently being created and we're already putting plans in for our performance marketing for driving people to the website. But we're also actively having conversations with our sales and distribution partners in that territory. We have a mentality of and not or. You know, for us, you know, someone will say, you know, do you focus on e-commerce or do you focus on retail? And for us, it's, you know, we don't need to pick one or the other. So we have that and mentality, as in we will do A and we will do B and we'll do them at the same time and we'll do them both at 100%.
Tony Calamita, CEO of Love Hemp, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.